If you don't make time for your wellness, you'll be forced to make time for your illness. Health is the ultimate form of wealth, and prevention is better than cure. The scripture says in 3 John that I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. If you think about it, your body will be around a lot longer than an expensive house or an expensive car, and you are worth the time, the money, and the investment in investing into a healthy you. Because the healthier you are, think about it, the less of an insurance risk you are. The healthier you are, the less sick days you'll have to take from work. The healthier you are, the more energy you will have. So today I want to talk to you about three ways to invest in your health. Number one, you got to get your nutrients. You got to eat for your health. One way you could do that is maybe eat clean, avoid sugars and heavily processed foods. Look at the ingredients when you buy food. You know, low fat doesn't mean it's healthy. In fact, low fat means they pack in the sugar, the salt, and the empty carbs to help the food taste better and be preserved longer. You gotta set yourself up for success. You gotta take care of your temple. One way you can do that is by stocking your fridge with healthy items. Stock your pantry with healthy, non-processed foods. I tell you what, it'll make a difference in the way that you feel. In the book of Daniel, it's interesting the three Hebrew children asked to be put on a special diet, not the royal diet, but a diet of vegetables and water. Now, I'm not saying you need to go on a vegetarian diet. I'm just showing you what good food does to your body. This is what the scripture says. Please test us for 10 days on a diet of vegetables and water. At the end of the 10 days, see how we look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's food. Then make your decision in light of what you see. The attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion, and they tested them for 10 days. Now listen to this. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. Now that's what good food can do for you. Good food always shows up on the outside in your skin and the way your whole outlook on life. Now, the scripture says in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. In one translation, it says, it's given us a power, a love, and sound judgment and personal discipline, self-control. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you know what? I love food. It's hard for me to make right choices concerning my diet, my food. You know what? You can pray this scripture, God, give me self-discipline. God, give me self-control to make healthy decisions so I can live a long life on this earth. Help me to know what's good for my body. And then set yourself up for success. Listen, y'all, good food equals good mood. I say it all the time on here. You got to nourish to flourish. Eat real foods, veggies, fruits, non-processed foods. Now you can stay balanced. I'm one who loves dessert, so just be balanced. Make sure what's going in you is nourishing your body. Eat like you love yourself and care about you. Secondly, you got to get your sleep. Do you know one of the habits of successful people is they get enough sleep? Listen, you need sleep. Let's face it, lack of sleep can make you cranky. And when you're cranky, you just might take it out on those you love. Sleep deprivation negatively affects your mental ability. Poor sleep or sleep deprivation can shorten your life expectancy. But with good sleep, you have better productivity, better heart health, better metabolism, better immunity, better physical performance, and a better memory, to name a few. It also improves mental and psychological well-being. You know, when you get a good night's sleep, you can think clearer, you just think faster. So you have to get in the habit of getting a good night's sleep. Now, often that means you got to establish a routine and be consistent. Wind down at the same time every night. Get relaxed. Don't watch something on TV that riles you up. Get off social media or anything that will cause your mind to start going. And get in bed and then get some sleep. Stay consistent. I know what you're thinking. My kids are up, or I have a baby, I have a newborn, and my heart goes out to you. My prayers for sweet sleep go out to you. You might be thinking, I have to get everything done when everyone else is asleep, and I understand that. All I know is this. You are a much happier human when you have a good night's sleep. And your future self is going to thank you for taking care of your mental and physical health by getting adequate sleep, not just once in a while, but every single night. Take care of your body. And the best way to ensure you get enough sleep is to create a routine that works for you. And don't just create it, but stick to it every single night. Now, here's a good scripture that you can pray over yourself and over your kids before you go to sleep at night. Proverbs 3:24, and one translation says, "You will sleep like a baby, safe and sound. Your rest will be sweet and secure." In another translation, it says, "You will rest without a worry and sleep soundly." Now, that's good to pray over you before you go to sleep at night. Thirdly, you gotta get moving. A healthy body is a happy, flourishing, energetic body. And exercise helps you regulate your sleep patterns. It helps you manage your weight and manage stress in a healthier way. And it increases your lifespan. There's many ways you can exercise, but one way that I'll talk about is walking. Walking doesn't require any equipment, just a good pair of walking shoes. Now listen, the benefits of walking are so great. Walking increases blood flow to the brain. It decreases stress hormones. Hello. It releases endorphins that improve your mood. It lowers depression and it reduces the risk of cognitive decline. Walking helps maintain bone health. It lubricates your joints. It helps with digestion and it reduces insulin resistance. Walking also helps your heart flow, which reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. Walking is great for your health. Whatever form of exercise or movement that you choose, do it and be consistent with it. The important thing is to do it. And that means you might have to start before you're motivated. See, motivation doesn't last forever. It might boost you in the right direction, but discipline, that's what helps you continually push through when you are no longer motivated. You'll see progress when you consistently do what you should be doing, even when you're not motivated. Success always comes from what you do consistently. And when you're consistent with your healthy habits, it becomes a lifestyle, and it even becomes a non-negotiable. It's no longer what you strive for, but it's who you are. The bottom line is your health is your wealth, and the future depends on what you do today. Make being healthy a habit. Make being healthy a lifestyle. Where you are in a few months depends on what you do today. So today is another chance to get better. And the only person you're destined to become is the person you decide to be. Remember this, nothing looks as good as healthy feels. Hope you've